The truth is, there is no comparison because we should only be competing against who we were yesterday.
Hey there, this is Patrice from PatriceWashington.com, where we chase purpose, not money. Welcome back to Redefining Wealth. In particular, this is a Redefining Wealth rewind to one of my favorite solo episodes. So this is the time of year when I wanted to rewind, that means take it back, to some of my hands down absolute favorite episodes on the podcast, as my team and I are in the throes of recording some amazing interviews for your upcoming Results Not Resolution series at the top of the year. If you have never tapped into that Results Not Resolution series, I'm telling you now, prepare yourself, get yourself ready, because in 2019, we're not playing. We're not trying to set cute resolutions that die off by February or March. We are literally trying to get results. And if you're new here, you should know that at Redefining Wealth, we believe that wealth is not just about money and material possessions. This community believes that wealth is about well-being first and foremost. And so if you haven't heard our foundational six pillars, go back, listen to those six pillars so that when you hear me talk, once you subscribe, wink, wink, because you're going to subscribe. When you subscribe, you know what I mean when I reference different pillars. If you're an OG listener and an official purpose chaser, now I know you may have heard this episode, but I'm going to ask you, just like I did last week, to listen again, because you are different than you were a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 weeks ago. You're in a totally different place. And hearing this again, when you are in a different space, different place and time, makes a difference. It really does. But before I get into today's rewind episode, as you hear me talk about the power of no comparison, I have to tell you transparently that the other part of why I'm working behind the scenes so diligently is because I'm working on welcoming my inaugural class of my Mastery and Momentum Private Mastermind and also retreat community. And the reason that matters is because this is something that honestly I wanted to do years ago, but I didn't, because whether I wanted to admit it at the time or not, I was in comparison mode with other people in my space. And the fear of getting out of my box, this is before I even launched Redefining Wealth, the fear of getting out of my box and letting go of who I had become publicly really kept me from embracing from who I was becoming personally. And I just couldn't figure out a way initially for it all to come together. I teach people in coaching how to tell the story, but sometimes how many of you know that when you're in the midst of it, you can't even see your own story? And it's a trap, right? Because we tend to make up stories and we stick to them. And it kept me from doing something like Mastery and Momentum sooner. Now, I believe that time was on my side. I am really grateful that this is coming about for such a time as this. But I realize that I didn't do it too, because I was comparing in my head around, when I saw someone else's stuff, oh, I wouldn't do it this way, or I want to do it, but I want to do it that way, instead of just doing what I want to do. And you hear things over time and you think that you've been delivered from something. And at the time that I originally recorded The Power of No Comparison, the mastermind conversation was not in my head. I knew that I was not competing in terms of the podcast or my fitness goals or so many other things that I was doing in my life. But as I talk about in You Can't Be Selective with Surrender, I realize now that I hadn't applied this principle to all the areas of my life. And that's why I always tell you guys that we are in this together. I'm not the guru. I don't feel like I have all the answers. We are literally growing together day by day, week by week. And I think the best part of curating a community of successful women who know we still need accountability is that when you hear one woman authentically share her successes or her struggles, you can look at it for what it is and apply it to your life and just see where and how it can impact you. So that's what I wanted to say before today's rewind. So now let's get into the power of no comparison. First, I have to thank you for your support. I thank you for your reviews and all your direct messages on Instagram and Facebook. I love you guys so much. You have no idea how much this opportunity to just share more of my heart, as I always say, really means to me. And so today is no different. I was actually teaching a course recently,
pretty much the foundation of redefining wealth. I was traveling this summer with Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success conference. It was the Act Like a Success experience, actually, with my good friend Doreen Rainey. And we went all over the country sharing our principles, and we sold this course called Accelerated Success. And for my portion, my 6-week portion of the course, I'm really diving deeper into redefining wealth. And so I was doing an orientation call last week, and I shared that some of these modules I knew was really going to push people out of their comfort zones. And I was just really challenging my students to be open to the process. And I started to say that I wanted us to really share intentionally what our fitness goals were, because as you know, redefining wealth, the first pillar is fit. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and learn the importance of being fit on your journey to success and wealth. Because around these parts, we believe that if God has given us a vision, then it is our duty, our responsibility to protect the vessel needed to execute the vision. And so I was talking about that. We have a Facebook group and keeping ourselves accountable and all that great stuff. And someone said, well, my fitness goal is to walk 10,000 steps. And the next person said, well, I can't do 10,000. I can only do 5 or 6. I can't do 10,000. I can only do 5 or 6. And, you know, I was like, skirt, stop everything. Because the second young lady immediately went into comparison. What did the other woman's goal of 10,000 steps have to do with what her abilities were? Right? We don't know if this woman has been walking, you know, for 20 years. We don't know if she's a postal worker and she's going to get them steps anyway. You know, we don't know if she's a trainer of some kind. Like, we don't know any real personal stuff about the other members of the group. Because remember, I was on a tour. So there's people who have joined the group from all over. And all they know is what they share through the exercises. But you don't know anything about this woman's personal fitness journey, right? And it got me to thinking about just comparison and how instantly we kind of self-sabotage, because for no reason, we jump into comparing what other people are doing to what we can, or what the story is we've told ourselves about what we can do. And the truth is, there is no comparison, because we should only be competing against who we were yesterday. At this point, my goal is every day to be better than I was yesterday. And sometimes I have to tell myself, even in the gym, listen, hey, Treece, you are better than you were 7 days ago. You're better than you were 4 weeks ago. You're better than you were 6 months ago. A year ago, you couldn't have done any of this. So who are you comparing yourself to, right? Like, I have girlfriends that run 10 miles a day. I don't care. I don't care. Let me tell you about who I was growing up. I'm an athlete. If you met me in person, 5'10". Are women supposed to share their weight? I don't care. I'm not in comparison. So I weigh about 168 pounds. And so I'm just trying to give you a visual, right? So I look fit. I've always kind of had this appearance of being fit. But as I've told you, that means nothing, because you can look thin and be completely unhealthy, like I have been at many points in my life. And so when I was growing up, I looked fit. I'm tall, slender. I have an athletic build. And I played volleyball and basketball in particular for this story in high school. And we used to do some forms of conditioning, right? So you're supposed to run around, you know, the outside of the school, or do all these different things. And I was the person, even as the team captain, this is so bad, but even as the team captain, I was the person who would duck out. Like, you know, the person that hides behind the tree or hides behind a building or a trash can or something. And then on the third go around, you jump back in. I was that person. And I wish I could tell you how I became that person, because there's nothing wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with me back then. But at some point, I made up this story that I don't run, just for no doggone reason. I made up the story that I don't run. And I don't know if it was because of my build, because I was naturally athletic. I was like, oh, all this is for them, the people that need to get it together, right? I must already have it going on. I don't know what I freaking thought, but it was a story that I told myself that was, I don't run. And then as I got older and went to college and I would have friends that would run around USC, I don't remember how many miles it is around the total campus, but it was a nice workout. You know, I would throw myself into something. I would do half or do a quarter of it. And I'm like, I told you guys, I don't run. I told you, I don't run. I told you, I don't run. And then something happened. This went on for many years, just up until about a year ago. When I heard myself, you know how you say things all the time and you believe it, you apply it in certain places, but then you don't apply it everywhere. I heard myself say for like the millionth time that words are powerful. I heard myself say that what you verbalize, you magnify and you magnetize. And in that moment, I started to think through, what are the things that I've really been saying that I know are not supporting me, but they're making me act a certain way. Like I am completely self-sabotaging. And one of the things that came up was, I don't run. Three small words have impacted my life for about 20 years. I don't run. And I started to think through when I started saying that, why I started saying it. I mean, all the way back to childhood, I used to run all over the place. So, and it's like my daughter now, she runs all over the house. It doesn't matter if she slides down the stairs or her socks make her fall in the hallway or something. Still, if you send her to get something or you ask her questions, she's going to run. And that's just typical of kids, right? And I don't know at what point I crossed the line and just decided that I don't run. But that one thought, that verbal influence that I gave myself, that story that I've been telling myself, kept me from being, I'm gonna keep it real. I think it kept me from being my best possible self for at least 20 years. At least 20 years. And so I made a decision to just stop saying, I don't run. I made a decision. And I started to tell myself, you're totally capable of running. Like, go run. Go do it. And so I start putting into my workout routine to sometimes 3 days a week where I just go out and run. And in my neighborhood, I live in a beautiful neighborhood. It's wonderful to run. I'm also not too far away from the Rose Bowl here in Southern California, where so many people run and walk in the morning. Oh, this is the other one I said. I did run at the Rose Bowl once when I first moved to this area about a year ago, and I saw a coyote. And so that sent me into, coyotes are out. That's why I don't run. I just added that to the story, right? I made the little one-liner much longer. Coyotes are out. I don't run. And so I was like, forget that. There's too many people who are out there running all the time, getting their life. And I'm making up an excuse, essentially. And so fast forward for the last year or so, since I've shifted the words that I use and the story that I tell myself, I have been running. And it started out where I could barely do a mile without a huffing and puffing. No matter how I looked, I was not getting it, was not healthy in that respect, not physically healthy like that, or not physically fit to that extent. And I just got out of my own way. And so I started running, and now I'm up to 3 miles. I can do 3 miles with very brief stops for walking. So I don't want you to think I'm out here beasting it, like ready for a marathon. I'm not, right? But that's the beauty of it. I'm not, but I don't care, because I'm better than I was a week ago. I'm better than I was several months ago. I am better than I've been in 20 years. And that's the only thing that matters to me. And that's a part of the power of no comparison. So when I go on like girlfriend trips or I go on vacations with people and they're like, yeah, I'm going to go do a 10-mile run. Want to come? No, I don't. I don't. I'm not going to die out here trying to keep up with you. Like, I'm not. It's not that for me. I'm better than I was. And every day I'm getting better. And that's the only thing that matters. So I don't allow people to shame me for where I am. I don't allow people to tell me that I could be better and you could be doing this and you could be doing that. But you know what? I am not in comparison mode. I am just truly grateful that the reality is I lived in a story for so long, but that truly I didn't have a physical ailment that was keeping me from being able to do it. And so there's a lot that I've learned in the last year. I want to share with you as we talk about just the power of no comparison. The first thing that I've learned is that you're more committed. You're more committed. When we're not in comparison, when this is not about keeping up with someone else, then you can get more committed because you're just more clear about what matters to you, right? Because this is about my goals. This is about my body. This is about my vessel. This is about my vision, right? And if I'm in comparison and I'm looking at you and I'm trying to keep up with you, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with a challenge, but I will not kill myself just trying to keep up with someone else. It's like, have you ever been in the gym and you're minding your business on the treadmill? And then a little 20-year-old chick with no hips, no body, no body fat, no nothing. She comes in and you're doing your thing. Now, I love to do the treadmill on 15 incline. It is like you are climbing mountains, literally. But my speed is like 3, 3.5, right? And these little chicks come into the gym and they're not on as high an incline as me, but they come in and they are running on like a 10 and they are just... Like they are just, you know, like it looks like they are doing it. And a part of me, I'm not going to lie, with my 36-year-old self, every once in a while, I'm like, I could go a little faster and then I'd be ready to kill myself. Ma'am, you have not prepared yourself to just skip steps. And that's the thing about it. You have to be committed to your process, because when you're in comparison with other people, you're going to skip some steps that you're not ready for. If this girl is running on a 10, how do I know that she didn't start out at 3? And for the last 4 years, she's been grooming herself to get to this point. You don't know other people's stories. You don't know other people's motives. Have you ever thought about the fact that someone else has to do what they're doing? Because if they don't, like, their health is literally in jeopardy. They literally have a disease or a diagnosis that is forcing them to do what they're doing. And you're up here looking at them instead of being committed to looking at yourself. You have to stay committed to you. The power of no comparison is about understanding that you must be more committed to yourself, to your goals, to your body, to your vision, to your vessel, than you are to keeping up with other people. The other thing that I've noticed about not being in comparison is that I am so much more courageous. Like, I have become so much more open, and this is not just in my fitness goals, just in life, about going after whatever it is I say I want, because I'm not worried about judgment from the people that I would ordinarily compare myself to. Does that make sense? Like, there have been instances where, I've gone the extra mile. I ran all the way to Colorado Boulevard, which is pretty far from my house, actually. One day I did almost 4 miles. And I was okay with pushing myself and taking bigger risks and just going for what I feel like was greatness in that moment, because I was not worried about the woman running next to me or the woman who I already saw go around twice or anything. Can you be motivated by some of that? Sure. But I didn't feel like I was competing. Like, I didn't feel like I was in any form of competition with anyone else. And that has crossed over so greatly in other parts of my life. Like, starting this podcast, were there benchmarks that I researched, like how many downloads is good, you know, and what number of guests to interview and how long should your episodes be? There were all these things that I researched. And then, you know what, guys, I'm not going to lie. I got into it and I really enjoy it so much. I kind of tossed it out the window because I just feel like as long as I'm being me and as long as I'm sharing from my heart and as long as I'm sharing principles that I truly feel work and will resonate with you as an audience, then that's all that matters. I can't be in comparison. I live in a world of abundance. And I really believe that there is more than enough to go around. And so what good would it be to be comparing myself to people again when I don't know what it took for them? I don't know how long they were building their audience. I don't know the extent of their reach. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But let me tell you who I do know and what I do know. I know me. I know my heart. I know where I'm starting from. And I have vision and I have goals, but my goals can't be based on competing with other people in this space. My benchmarks have to be what is a stretch for me, but also what feels good for me. And that leads me to the last point, which is, you know, when you're not in comparison, you can be more complete. Because so much of what I'm up to these days is just about being in alignment with what feels good for me. It feels good for me at this stage to have a boxing trainer twice a week that I go to with my husband, or to run twice a week and do my 3 miles and sometimes push it a little more if that's what I feel led to do. To do my once a week workout with a different trainer, to try different classes with my girlfriends. Like, it feels so good to not be in comparison, not be competing with anyone else or anything else, but literally just do what feels good. Like, what feels good in my soul and my spirit? What speaks to me? What speaks to my body? Like, to look at what my body is responding to look at how I sleep at night, if my metabolism has kicked it up a notch. Like, I just weighed myself today, actually. And at the time of this recording, I would have just gotten back from the Bahamas. I went to Steve Harvey's Sand and Soul in the Bahamas. It was a fantastic event. And while I don't eat a lot of sugar, I always say I don't eat sugar, I drink it. So I don't eat a lot of sugar, but I do love me some, I forget what they call it, Bombay something, Goombay punch. I don't know. It had all the right things in it. It was sweet and it was just way too much. But it's funny because I weighed myself. Now, back in the day, again, when I wasn't so into my fitness, I would have gone on vacation, enjoyed some adult beverages, and then come back home and felt all the effects. I would have felt bloated and just kind of sickly, and my immune system would be down. And now, because of how I've continuously invested in rebuilding my vessel, right? Invested in making my body move and improving my metabolism and how I eat and all that stuff. Like, I was just so unaffected. I got on the scale and I was like, oh, hey, girl, you're not doing too bad. To be in the Bahamas for 4 days and cut up as you did, because I love a good vacation cut up. Because now some of y'all go on vacation and cut up, but you doing the same cut up you always do. It's not a vacation. But because I've been diligent and consistent in what I'm putting into my body and how I'm treating my physical body, going on vacation for a few days and cutting up didn't seem to hurt anything too bad. And so I am just so proud of me. Does that sound like I'm full of myself? I don't care. I'm not in comparison. I am just so proud of me. And I'm sharing that because I want you to be proud of you. I want you to honestly think about, what is that one thing that I can incorporate? This is not about competing with my girlfriends or a family member or anything. This is just about me being better than I was yesterday. So if your thing is not 10,000 steps, not 5,000 steps. If your thing is, look, I sit at a desk all day. I don't ever leave my office. I walk in, sit down, get up to walk out, and then I go sit down at home. If that's you and you want to say, hey, I'm going to commit to walking around the block. I'm not in comparison with Patrice running 3 miles. I'm not in comparison with Patrice's friends who are running 10 miles. I'm in comparison with no one but me. Like, man, if I got to just walk around the block, I am better than I was. I've been sitting and sitting and sitting for 15 years, for 20 years, for 25 years. I just want to get up and walk around the block every evening. Then do that. What if for you it's just, I'm going to take one aerobic class, or I'm going to go swim at the YMCA in the heated pool once a week to get some activity. For me, I started out small and then it's become kind of addictive. I just love it. I love it. I love the burst of energy. I love really just the feeling that I have of taking care of myself. Like, there's just something that makes you feel so good in knowing that you're honoring the vessel that God gave you. And my workouts are not just for me. I feel like they're for you. I feel like my workouts are for you because I serve such an amazing community and I want to be here to serve you. You know, I want to be able to do it at optimum capacity. I want to be able to stand in my heels for hours at a time at book signings like I did last night. I got back in town on an early morning flight from the Bahamas and then ended up teaching some classes and then speaking at a Tim Story event. Tim Story is amazing. At a Tim Story event here locally in Los Angeles, and to be able to stand for an hour and a half after in high heels and take pictures and look eyeball to eyeball with every person who walked up and hug every person that walked up, like, it takes energy. It takes stamina. It takes a level of physical fitness that when I was praying to be a nationally recognized best-selling author, I was praying for it. But until I really started to take my health seriously, I was not prepared for it. And that's the other thing. Like, that's why I can't focus on comparison. I just have to look at my vision and ask myself every time, are you prepared to walk into it? And if the answer is no, then I have work to do. Like right now, my vision is to speak internationally often. And so you got to ask yourself the question, are you prepared to walk into it? Some of us are dreaming international dreams and we don't have a passport. You got to take baby steps. You have to take baby steps. So you got to think about what's that baby step for you. So identify what that vision is and get committed to taking care of the vessel needed to execute that vision. And then remember to stay away from comparison, because we don't know the story behind what other people are doing. But you do have to recognize what story you've been telling yourself, because mine kept me back for 20 years. In some form or fashion, I have to accept that. So what is your story telling you? And what are you willing to do to get past it? Wow, wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Here's my question, my takeaway again. What stories have you made up? What stories have you made up about why you can't just move forward and do the things that you say you want to do? What stories have you told yourself based on just comparing where you are and what you're doing to other people? And again, that is why I'm so extremely excited about Mastery Momentum. If you want more information, it's truly just a safe space for us to set goals together, but not like SMART goals, you guys. Like, literally, I set goals not by the year. You learned this in results, not resolutions. I don't set goals for the year because I believe in Parkinson's law, that the time that you give yourself to do something is the time it will take. So in my community, I teach, and in Mastery Momentum, I will be teaching the exact way I set goals, which are quarterly goals, but then there's even something very specific. There are several very specific ways to make that happen and bring it to life. And so if that sounds like a safe space, if you're ready to stop comparing with other people, if you're ready to stop competing and just stand in the truth and the brilliance of who you are, again, this is something that we're doing together. I just refuse to go another month, another quarter, another year, not truly pursuing the things that feel good for me and getting outside of this whole notion of having to compare with other people. None of that matters, because no one brings the magic like you do. No one brings the magic like I do. It just is what it is. And there is a community out there for you. There is an opportunity out there for you. And I said this several weeks ago on a podcast episode, that the year that you were born, God looked around and saw a void and he brought you to fill it. And he was not concerned about the other folks who were around, and neither should you. You shouldn't be concerned about that. So if you want to be in a community of women who are like not concerned, we're pushing forward no matter what, in spite of, then make sure you check it out and apply at masteryandmomentum.com. Okay. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Hit me up in social media, Seek Wisdom PCW. If you are a purpose chaser, let's talk about it in our community forum. Super excited to just see what happens when we stop comparing and just start living based on what matters to us. Until next time, guys, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.
Ooh. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.